on Robin Hood Radio. It's a brand new year, but we all suffer the same old problems. They might be a little different from year to year to year to year, and keeping ourselves active and healthy as we can possibly be. Today we'll be talking about the visiting nurse segment that we talk about. It's Foothills Visiting Nurse, and today we're going to talk about rehab, and we're going to talk about the rehab services that they offer with the supervisor, Amy Gassone. Amy, good morning, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks for having me.
Rehab, over the past 20 years, has become an integral part of a person's healthy life. Before, it used to be somebody waited to get injured, and once they were injured, they had fixed whatever could be fixed, and then they developed rehab. But more and more, I see more and more people like myself. I have hired a trainer that comes in twice a week to work with me. Rehab is not only something to fix something, but also to prevent things from happening.
Right. So physical therapists, occupational therapists, are all focused on promoting a healthy lifestyle. So while in home care, we typically see patients who have had some kind of an illness or an injury, a lot of patients do access therapy services as an outpatient, as a sometimes a preventative measure, as well as recovering from injury. But we're all focused on injury prevention, especially fall prevention in the elderly, in any population, actually, especially here in the wintertime.
You know, it's the old song, the foot bone's connected to the leg bone's connected to the knee bone.
Absolutely.
I mean, it starts right up from the ground up, goes to your foot, your ankle, your knee, your hips, your shoulders. It really is an amazing thing how one thing affects the other thing. And I think one of the great things that you do as a rehabilitation therapist, especially we'll talk right now on the physical therapy side, is that you can go in and start working on something, but also while you're working on something that you went in for, potentially find something that is going to need follow-up because of what you're doing.
Yeah, that is indeed true. Sometimes you unearth other problems as you work on one particular area that kind of brought you to the physical therapist, and they can address that as well, and or point you in the right direction to try and get that addressed.
What's interesting, as I learned the difference between physical therapy and occupational therapy years ago when I had my left shoulder rebuilt, they wrapped my arm against my side after the surgery, and my arm was totally immobile for 3 months. At the end of those 3 months, when my arm was made mobile again, it wasn't. And I learned what occupational therapist and physical therapist do together to make you, once again, have your, what I found out is how to use my left arm again because it hadn't been used.
Correct. So physical and occupational therapy definitely do go hand in hand. Physical therapy focuses a lot on what we call the gross motor movements, the big range of motions, and that your shoulder, elbow, wrist, and hand need to be able to accomplish a task. But then the occupational therapists really dig into how then do you use that motion to do your daily activities. How do you use it to use utensils or do your regular personal care? How do you use your newly rehabilitated shoulder to do kitchen tasks? Or actually, what is your job? So they work hand in hand, for sure.
You know, what I found out, which was amazing, is I basically had to learn how to reach up into a cabinet and just take a glass out or a cup out. I had to learn. And when you're right about getting dressed, because I had enough problems when my arm was to my side and what I was going to wear and how I was going to wear it, and I thought that was all going to be gone when the arm was unwrapped,
right.
And it wasn't. As a matter of fact, it was even more frustrating.
More challenging, yeah.
Because your arm is now, you're learning to use the arm. And I actually thought that once I got movement back in the arm slowly, that the occupational therapy was the complete healer that I needed to make that left arm work properly, even though it was working okay with the physical therapy.
Right. So the OTs definitely dig into the details.
And there's more to therapy than meets the eye. You also, and this is an important fact as people age, orthopedic care, back or joint surgery, whatever, flexibility, stability. And once again, I had major surgery on my feet about 5 years ago on both feet. And I had the use of your folks coming in and once again working with me over the course of 3 months to not only to help me walk and everything, but to bring my confidence back to use my feet and ankles like I used to before.
That's right. So after an injury like that or any kind of orthopedic surgery, your body undergoes kind of a process that it needs to relearn how to walk, how to balance itself again. And physical therapy definitely makes a big difference in regards to gaining that motion, the balance, the stability, so that you can function.
So let's talk about your physical therapist, your occupational therapist, and your orthopedic work in this age of COVID, and especially in this age now where basically COVID has turned almost into the flu. It's so rampant. It's not as dangerous as it was before. But I think probably to you, as someone especially who heads up an organization like this, you have to keep your people healthy because they have to go out there and help the general public.
Oh, yes, that has been the challenge since the spring of 2020, is putting together protocols and processes for our agency and our clinicians so that they can treat patients safely. So making sure they have the proper personal protective equipment, the right masks, the right gowns, gloves, face wear, all those kind of things that really keep our staff safe so they can continue to treat patients. And one of the challenges that we're having currently is just staff shortages, yeah, too, because people are getting COVID themselves. Therapists are getting COVID. Nurses are getting COVID. So we're always staffing challenged, but everybody is doing their very best to make sure that they are trying to stay as safe as possible and making sure that the patients understand what risks are for COVID and how to avoid contracting COVID. So we do a lot of education with patients about COVID protection, but also we are treating a lot of COVID patients in their home after they've been released from the hospital, really focusing on getting their strength back and their ability to breathe much more comfortably and do the activities that they need to in their home after they've had COVID.
Once again, we are speaking about the rehab services. Foothills, visiting nurse Amy Casona, who is the supervisor. One thing that we haven't talked about, and it's one thing I've never had to worry about yet, but is speech and language therapists as well. That's also extremely important.
Oh, incredibly so. And frankly, there's a shortage of speech language pathologists out there. But speech language pathology really focuses in the home care setting on patients who have swallowing issues that they may have developed after having a stroke. So we focus a lot on that. How do people feed and how do they swallow and safely do so? But they also really look into language. People who have what we call aphasia after having had a neurological event, so getting their speech back, and also cognitively, how does that impact? How does their stroke or their event impact how their brain's working in terms of doing cognitive tasks? So we're always looking for speech therapists, but we do have some speech therapy available in our agency, and they do a great job.
Once again, we're talking about therapy with Foothills Visiting Nurse. We are just at the beginning of 2021. As you take a look ahead, what do you see ahead for your organization, especially the physical therapists, as we enter year number three of a changing COVID scene? And there's other problems out there as well.
Oh, for sure. Well, so we have an aging population, and especially up in this northwest corner. So we're anticipating seeing a lot more orthopedic issues coming up as people age and want to get, take care of those achy bones and joints. We're anticipating that we're going to see a lot more orthopedic issues coming to the forefront and requiring some home care as well. We always deal in our agency, too, with people who have chronic illnesses, and we're not anticipating that those are going away. People who have diabetes or congestive heart failure and COPD or emphysema, we're heavily involved with patients like that in the home. So I anticipate that will continue. But our therapy staff is, you know, prepared to treat pretty much any kind of issue that a patient comes up with, but right now we're looking for, you know, help for sure, for physical therapists and speech therapists. So we're always putting out, it's a great place to work, and being able to treat patients in their home is an incredibly rewarding situation, because it's really where the patient's at. Instead of in a clinic, it's nice to be able to see patients in their home and where you really make a difference.
Now, Foothills VNA, and of course, Salisbury Clinic, it's all one thing, and you can find them on the web at vnhlc.org, or their main telephone number is 860-379-8561, or via email, homecare@foothillsvna.org. The best to you and your staff. Keep up the great work in 2022, and we'll probably check in with you in a few months to see how tired you are for getting through the first
well,
part of the winter.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Happy New Year to you, and please stay safe out there. It's icy today, so watch out for slips and falls.